Well, as one theologian put it this week, there is no way around it. The ending of Mark's gospel is disappointing. This is the gospel that begins by announcing the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, right there, chapter 1, verse 1, and then ends in fear and silence. So they went and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. There are no resurrection appearances. There's no final commissioning of the disciples. There's only confusion, fear, and silence. A disappointing ending, to be sure, and yet not unlike the life we are living through right now. Siblings in Christ, like the women who approached the tomb that morning, we are afraid. We are alarmed at the death and suffering that surrounds us. We have been seized by terror and a kind of horrible amazement. This, sheltering in our homes, holding worship online, many of us far from family and friends, this is not the way Easter is normally marked. And for many of us, today will not feel like the holiday usually does. Perhaps it even feels wrong or out of place, maybe even inappropriate to be celebrating in the midst of this ongoing coronavirus pandemic. While I was preparing this week for today, I kept thinking, how can I make this day feel special or different? How can I make it actually feel like Easter worship, even though we don't have the live music, the special brass? We've got a little bit, but it's not quite the same. There's no white pyramids. There's some flowers, but we're not in the sanctuary. And then I became frustrated because I was struggling to find a way to make that happen. But then I thought of Mary and Salome and Mary Magdalene, the women on their way to the tomb bringing spices to anoint the body of their beloved teacher. When they arrive at the tomb, they receive what should be wonderful news. He has been raised. He is not here, says the mysterious being in white. They are even told that in Galilee, they will get to see Jesus. And yet, at the end of the story, they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Friends, maybe today isn't supposed to feel different. Yes, the women were told that Jesus was alive, but that offered no magic or immediate fix. They were still afraid. They were still overwhelmed. They were still grieving that which they had lost, grieving the state of their lives and the world around them. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Perhaps you too don't know what to say on this Easter Sunday, because just knowing that it is Easter doesn't immediately make the coronavirus go away or return life to normal or change the fact that we are all separately in our homes right now. Perhaps you too are still feeling overwhelmed and afraid. Beloved, Christ is risen. Jesus is alive. Death could not hold our Lord. Hallelujah. And that means that death cannot hold you or I either. Neither can fear or confusion or silence. You can feel all those feelings and emotions. I do. But know that they do not have the last word. Yes, today's story ends with the women fleeing in terror and amazement and saying nothing to anyone. But remember how this gospel story began. The beginning of the good news. Beloved, this is just the beginning of the good news. The story has only just begun. Christ is risen, and that is our starting point. The Christian church frequently refers to its people as the Easter people. Have you ever wondered why we have this moniker? It's because our story began on the day that Jesus came back to life, Yes, Jesus was born some 30 odd years before he died, and without his birth on Christmas, we could have never gotten to his death on Good Friday. But on Easter, something happens that marks the start of a new way of living, a new promise made, a new hope springing forth. We are Easter people because on that very first Easter, we were given the gift of eternal life, the promise of salvation, the way of life that draws us into deep relationship with God and never lets us go, no matter what. In the last month, I've been seeing a lot of comments and jokes about the idea of Easter being canceled this year, as if all the other cancellations and closures and postponements that have occurred meant that even the holidays needed to be put on hold. And I thought, cancel Easter? We can't cancel Easter. I mean, I guess Pastor Kate and I could have decided to wait on the formal celebration of the holiday and could have told you all to hold off on the Easter egg hunts and save your spiraled ham for another time when you can actually get together. But cancel Easter. It can't be done. We can't shove Jesus back into the tomb or tell him that he's just going to have to wait another 2 months to come back to life. And that is the power of our God, the power of our resurrected Savior. He cannot be bound to earthly rules, earthly ways, cannot be chained or defeated by death. Jesus rose from the dead to bring new life to you and me. And that promise wasn't just for the good days, but in fact is for the very bad, terrifying, and horrible days. The ones like we're experiencing right now. Easter and the new life that Christ brings can never be canceled. That is the promise. Christ is risen. God is with you. You are redeemed and made new, restored. Nothing can keep that from you, neither death nor social separation nor the coronavirus. Jesus's death has defeated it all, and now Christ is risen. Children of God, on this Easter Sunday, we are invited to be the bearers of the good news of Jesus's resurrection. We are invited to share the good news, to be God's Easter people in the world. I've continued to witness the kind of drawing together and drawing into relationship that God offers us on Easter in the actions of folks around the world. And one of my favorites has been actor John Krasinski's new weekly YouTube segment, which he calls Some Good News. Each week, Krasinski puts out a video where he has compiled short videos and tweets and surprises for fans that highlight the good that continues to occur in our world, even in the midst of this isolation and pandemic. In his second video, he ends up reminding folks, I'm only delivering the good news. You are the good news. This is the call to which we are invited to this day and every day as Easter people, to be bearers of good news. Bearers of good news in regards to the uplifting actions that continue all around us, but also bearers of the good news of the transforming kind of life that we can live because of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As the man at the tomb said to Mary, Salome, and Mary Magdalene, there in Galilee, you will see him, just as he told you. Friends, we may not see the physical Jesus in our midst, but we can see his ways and his lifestyle lived out through the actions, hopes, and prayers of our siblings in the body of Christ. On this strange kind of Easter, we are invited to know in our hearts that no matter how tough life can get, there is always good in the world. You are invited to be the bearer of good news. So today, we hear Mark's gospel narrative of the Easter story, and it is jarring in its realism. Yet despite its unsettled, unsatisfying ending, it creates anticipation and gives us reason to hope. Why? Because the tomb is empty, because death could not hold Jesus down. On this Easter Sunday, an Easter different than what most of us have ever experienced before, may you fully embrace your calling to be God's Easter people. Not naive or dismissive of the pain and suffering that is around us, but confident in the renewing promise of the resurrection. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Thank you.